Hello, everybody. This is Frank with Iron Age News. It's the 3rd of November. A little more on Ukraine, only due to the fact that there has been rumblings that ex-President Obama has come out of his Hawaiian lair and is telling Joe Biden that it would be good for him to get to the conference table with Vladimir Putin. Probably because people are starting to see through a lot of these scams at this point. If you are pulling up your own video, I don't have these up because there's so many. It's up to you really to decide where you're going with it. First, we were going to have a winter in Europe where everyone was going to freeze to death. Now we realize because there is no sanction on Russian oil, how that happened, right? The only thing that you should have sanctioned was Russian energy, and it's not being sanctioned yet. Surprisingly, because Joe Biden's been pushing that as well, because he's trying to save his cronies in this election, which will not happen. And in the meantime, Europe has filled its energy supply bins, which will get them through the wintertime. Okay, that is officially done. They are saying that actually energy is being sold at a negative side, which I find that hard to believe. Although manipulation of numbers in the oil business is not a new thing. A lot of the other third also ran countries in Asia and things like that, India especially, were able to take advantage of early Russian discounted prices because, you know, you got to pay the man. And that sort of staved off any idea that they were going to stop Russia with any type of sanctions. People are starting to realize that the Ukraine is the most deadly money laundering Ponzi scheme, you name it, going on the planet. And anyone who is involved in it should be buried in a deep, dark hole. The fact that we are profiting openly profiting on human misery, lying to the people in all these other countries about what's going on, and have politicians that are shamelessly grabbing billions of dollars for themselves should tell you that there's time for a new age, right? And it's a new age of fuck all these guys up. You're losing, you know, like you said, thousands dead, right? They were happy when it was just occurring in Afghanistan and into Iraq. You saw the money that was being moved around there just on the American side. Now, a couple of the things that did come up, which also brought about the Obama issue, is there is a probability that this Ukraine war, not that it hasn't been brewing, but it was, but that it was put into place in the Clinton administration, knowing full well that it would come to this, that would give us another source of anxiety, source of emergency. Oh, what about the children, blah, 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 and the money could then move. I don't blame the greed heads completely. I blame them for everything they do, and they should be punished. However, the United States Congress, the European Union's lawmakers, people like that, also assholes, also know something's up, and yet continue to let various oligarchs and the president of the United States do whatever they feel like doing. It's beyond bad business. It's beyond crime. It's immoral to a level that I don't think we've seen in quite some time. But I've included some articles in here for those of you who don't remember the situation, one of which will be Obama's theoretical Ukraine policy, which was put it on the back burner till we need it. You know, he himself is a ideologue. He's not a very much of a, he's not a diplomat, he's not this, he's not that. He'll preach to you when he's got a gun to your head. That's what he was good at, separating people, pitting one race against the other. He had no humanity to most of the ethnic people in the United States, absolutely no humanity to them. And yet he's considered to be some great thing, right? But his Brookings Institute document on that is in here. I will include an article, which I guess will a little bit from, if it hasn't just turned into shit on me, which I think it did. There it is. Sorry about that. I keep losing things here. How Clinton and Obama disarmed and abandoned the Ukraine. Okay. They already knew they were going to be involved. This is 2019. This article was written, but this goes back to the Crimean invasion, which was 2014. At that point, Joe Biden, who we all know as the president of the United States, was flowing to and fro between everybody, right? He's not an insignificant character. If we had all the information off of the Hunter Biden documents on the laptop, we could track what the Bidens were up to in 2014. I theorized a while back, as we know in the United States, there are many varieties of socialist operative inside the United States government. The politicians themselves were kind of divided along people who wanted to take bribes from Russia and in Europe, and people who took bribes from the Chinese. That was like kind of a thing. You know, Biden takes money from anybody, but most of the other ones were ideologically attuned along those lines. President Obama, of course, being more in the Russian theology department. Bill Clinton also, having been to Oxford, Cambridge, or Oxbridge, if you want to call it so, probably more exposed to the Soviet operators than the Chinese, whereas his vice president, Al Gore, was the bagman to the Chinese. If you remember the Buddhist temple scandal where he was accepting millions of dollars from Chinese operatives. Okay, this is going back, right? So what it seems that they're doing or have been doing is they realize crisis economics is much better for them. You had Iraq, you had Afghanistan. These were both, you know, started by the Bushes, which we'll say was started by the Bushes, incredibly expanded upon during the Clinton era, expanded upon again in the Obama era, and finally mostly shut down under the Trump regime, be finalized by Joe Biden in the total wholesale dump of weaponry into the Middle East. So you have that situation going on here. But as they mentioned in this Canadian article about the Obama and Clinton operation, is the fact that Clinton himself was the one who told the Ukrainians to remove the nuclear weapons back to the Soviet Union. So he did them a favor. Not only did the Ukrainian, this is what doesn't make any sense. Not only did he not allow the Ukrainians to update those weapons, which would have stopped this whole fucking thing cold. If it was a point that they couldn't have them, the United States could have come in there and demilled them. Okay, we could have damaged that machinery. We could have taken the payloads, whatever the situation, we could have stopped these weapons from going back to Russia, where they are probably in the lineup again. When you have a chance to take nuclear weapons away from an enemy, you don't give it back to them. Okay? There was no investigation done at that point as to what the hell that was all about. So, like I said, you can read here. It'll tell you the different things about that whole deal. You know, oh, yeah, we promised to protect them, la, la, la. Nothing protects you like nuclear weapons, especially with you're a known enemy of the Russian people and the Russian government, right? Read that article. It's very good. The Brookings Institute one, also very good. The problem, as we know, is the so-called, what would be the term for it? Because it's not what it's doing. The sanctions that don't exist, the phantom sanctions against the Russians at this point are proven to be a total laughingstock. Joe Biden himself actually had the loophole that they've been operating through, which is there is no penalty against importing Russian energy right now up until December 5th. So he allowed the Europeans to go fill their tanks at whatever the cost is, because for the first few months, the Americans, believe it or not, were indeed robbing the Europeans and overcharging them on energy. In the meantime, taking energy that should have been in the United States to sell to the European market. So we deprived our own people, drained our strategic reserves so that Exxon, Mobil, and all these guys would be able to have a field day kicking the European Union's cashier in the teeth. Okay. Sad business once again. typical of what we expect out of Washington. All you people better remember that come the election and hold your people responsible. In the meantime, we've had examples where there are Italian refineries that are shipping Russian oil to the refinery, refining it and send it to the United States for Exxon. Exxon then sells it in the United States. Okay, these are all open source, find it yourself. It shows that this is all about money. It has nothing to do with those people in Ukraine. Nobody gives a shit about them. They are just collateral damage. And what it is if you've been in any of these industries, you usually start out doing all this inhumane shit in the third world where nobody can complain. And then when you have it kind of perfected, you're allowed to release it somewhere else. As they would say, your chickens have come home to roost. It has happened to the Western civilization. We are being brought down by these type of animals. And how do you know that this is never going to change right now? I got a Reuters article here from today. First of all, Obama's going to try to get Biden to come to the table with Putin. Putin's going to say he wants to keep all that shit that he already has because he's had these hokey elections. While this is all occurring, and this is how you know you're going to have an issue, Moscow is trying to connect the nuclear power plant to the Russian electrical grid. So they seize this in Kiev. This is out of Kiev. This is not in Kiev. The area is called Zaporizhia. It's a nuclear power plant. Let me see if I has a map. Never have freaking maps. Okay, well, it is near Kiev. Nuclear power plant is seen from the embankment of the Dnipro River in the town of Nikopol. Okay, so it's wherever this is. In the, can't even pronounce it, Dnipropetrovsk. Dnipropetrovsk region, not my part of the world. So anyway, there's a nuclear power plant there that the Russian shelling has cut lines to. They are trying to hook it back up, bring it back online and supply electric to Soviet occupied parts of Ukraine. So they're stealing a nuclear power plant, pretty much. So if someone's going to steal a nuclear power plant, I assume they are not going to leave that area. You're going to end up with some kind of North Korea, South Korea thing here, which would allow the Americans in the EU to keep a presence, continue to waste money, and then waste billions more money rebuilding this shithole, right? That seems to be the way it's going to run. Putin will continue to be Putin. Anyone who thought they were going to overthrow him was ridiculous. Man's a dictator. He doesn't allow smart people around him. Go watch the Joe Stalin documentary. So that's where we're standing with this. So all these stories they've been telling us have all been outright lies. All the scaring of the European people has been an outright lie. The only thing that has happened is somebody blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. If the Nord Stream pipeline was so goddamn vital, how did they fill all these other tanks in Europe with either natural gas? I think it's almost close to whatever, a billion tons. It's a ridiculous amount of natural gas that they brought over, right? How did it all get here? Did they bring it in Ziploc bags? I'm not quite sure, but the fact is Nord Stream seems to be like a Gulf of Tonkin. You know, it still worked. Everybody's got fuel. So if it was the most vital thing on the planet, how does everybody have fuel? Boggles the mind, right? You wish that the government wouldn't lie to you every day about everything. It would make it a little bit easy on everybody's mental health to say, well, I know they're going to lie to us about certain shit, but at least I know they're not going to lie about the baseball scores, you know? Instead, they're lying about the baseball scores as well. So I'm just all over with this. I'm sorry. It's not clear and concise. It's up to everybody else to read these things. I'm just putting these out there for your notice. But this has been a long time coming. So the thing that you have to say is, as we resolve, look at the numbers that have already been spent in Ukraine. Billions of dollars have flowed out of the coffers of the United States for nothing. Billions of dollars have flown out of the coffers of the European Union for nothing. For weapons that we don't have track of, probably destroyed or sold, for fuel oil that you people have all bought, or natural gas that you've all had to buy in Europe at a higher price. They're saying, oh, it's a negative price. Don't fucking believe it. What'll probably happen now is the price is going to go down because they have no more demand. If your entire fuel supply system is full, what are you going to buy gas and just pour it down the sink? There's no reason. So that's their story about a negative price issue, because they bought so much at one time that's driven the price down to there, because they know there's not going to be another order until next year. And it'll do the same shit to you. You know, the you'd have to see where these people are on the ground with this warfare, but it's nonsense. They're probably not any further than they were when they had occupied it before their little blitzkrieg into Ukraine. Donetsk region and Donbass region and the other one, they were all kind of ethnically Russian in the first place. Granted, it's Ukrainian soil, but the Russians tended to move different nationalities around in different countries. That was part of the deal. It is what it is, but we're paying for it. We can't afford it. It's got to stop. President Biden should be held with his feet to the fire to explain why the hell he is, especially now with troops on the ground, how is he going around violating, it's not war powers. See, that War Powers Act does not apply to this. Everybody's supposed to be a fucking lawyer in the Congress. Why aren't they saying war powers does not apply to this? You brought U.S. fighting forces in ostensibly to look for weapons. Why don't you have the United Nations go in there and do that, or NATO? Why is it our troops? And who are they? Right? Doesn't mean it's not whoever. Special Operations Command. You don't know who the hell lives in there. I don't know who's in there. You don't know who's in there. We don't know why they're there. We know what they're supposed to be doing. We don't know why they're there. They shouldn't be there. If we couldn't have controlled the flow of arms, which we knew we could not control at the beginning, there's footage of it. Go out there and find it. Can't give you the one that I had because it has people in it. But people have known since the beginning of this weapons fucking wholesale nightmare that shit comes in on the plane, the gate opens up, some guys with a Volvo and a horse cart and some other shit show up, they throw it on there, two for you, two for me, and that's how it goes. And now they want more weapons and they want anti-ship missiles. The stuff that they're asking for is a wish list for every terrorist in a third world country that wants to stave off American influence. Not that we need to be out there making more military bases, but it's going to be awfully hard to get up the Gulf of Hormuz with a bunch of anti-ship missiles ringing every freaking valley and mountain peak. That's about all. It's not really, it's a shit show. That's why I don't like to talk about the Ukraine stuff, because it's basically, if you look at it as a criminal organization, you can see where it begins and you can see where it's going, and you know that nobody's going to get in trouble. That's the worst part. You know, nobody's going to hang El Duce at the end of it. They're not. And people have to realize that things have to change. We have to have a rule of law. You can't allow people just to do this. Can't allow people to go out and arbitrarily kill 10,000 people because they want to make $10 million. It's got to stop. So anyway, enough of that shit. Talk to you later on, guys.